Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It is Monday, April 27th. Here are some of the headlines making news this morning. The U.S. has stepped up efforts to control the spread of the deadly swine flu virus. There are now border checks in place for people who may have the flu. So far, there are 20 confirmed cases in the U.S. President Obama commented on the outbreak this morning.
We are closely monitoring the emerging cases of swine flu in the United States. And this is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert. But it's not a cause for alarm. The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency as a precautionary tool to ensure that we have the resources we need at our disposal to respond quickly and effectively.
General Motors is phasing out its Pontiac line as part of its plans to cut 23,000 jobs by 2011. It's part of its massive restructuring plan to avoid bankruptcy. There will also be fewer car dealerships. GM plans to sell a third fewer vehicles. Iowa, is now issuing same-sex marriage licenses. There's new video this morning as couples are lining up in Iowa outside the courthouse in Des Moines. County officials started processing same-sex applications when they opened for business. State law requires a 3-day waiting period before couples get married, but judges can waive the rule and allow immediate weddings.
I think there'll be a number of us who turn out who just feel like it's been so long. Mm-hmm. And it's such a significant victory for our community that we want to participate in that. But there's also a feeling of, this isn't something that they can take away right away, that this is going to be around for a couple of years. You don't have to rush into anything.
And forget about a bull in a china shop. How about a bull in a grocery store? I want to show you the bull barging into the supermarket. This is in Ireland. Workers used a shopping cart at one point to try to fend it off. Right there, when the farmer who owned the bull followed it into the store, the bull chased after him as well. That's how it finally got out of the supermarket, actually. No one was injured. Be sure to stick with CNN and CNN.com 24/7 for news from all around the world.